This is Sound and Vision from KEXP in Seattle. I'm Emily Fox. So these next three podcasts are part of a series called Apparently, where KEXP DJ Evie Stokes and Drive Time producer Rachel Stevens introduce us to folks who are juggling being musicians and parents. Today, we hear from Grace Love about her journey of becoming a solo artist and a single mother at the same time. But first, here's Rachel and Evie to talk about the series.
Just don't understand.
Hi, Rachel.
Hey, Evie. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. I am so happy to talk to you.
Tell me what you do at KEXP.
I am a DJ and host. I have a show on Sunday afternoons. I'm on from 3 to 6. I've been a DJ on air here for about 7 years, coming up on 7 years.
And you're a mom.
I am a mom. Mm-hmm. I have a daughter named Olive. She is about 13 months, and she is so awesome.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we are doing this podcast called Apparently about parents in music. Yeah, why did we want to do this? Tell me again.
We were so impressed.
Yes.
With the fact that people can be parents and musicians at the same time, keep up with things like being creative, writing music, recording, touring, all these things, and balance being a parent at the same time.
Yeah.
That's how I would describe it. How about you? Why do you want to do it?
Well, I'm a mom as well, a newish mom. I have Marceline, who is 10 months. And yeah, I'm just so impressed. And also, I think the stories are so cool because you have to like love what you're doing to keep doing it after you're a parent.
I really like the first person that came to mind for me was Grace Love because I want to tell the story. I don't know how single mothers do it.
Dude.
I honestly am blown away by Grace's ability to do what she does. I felt like her story deserved to be told. I really wanted to talk about how difficult it is, speaking from experience, to juggle everything in life and still have the ability, still come up with the ability to be creative.
Cool. Well, you want to do it?
Let's do it.
Sweet.
I hope you guys are ready. 'Cause I'm ready. Hey!
Grace Love is a singer, songwriter, and chef who lives in Port Townsend, Washington.
Only for a moment, can you see his soul?
She's also a parent, something that has always been in her DNA.
You know, I'm going to say this, love. I think that I've always been a mama bear, and I have a couple friends on the peninsula that call me Mama Grace, and it just kind of sits, you know, because I'm, you know, like when my friends get too wild and crazy, then I, you know, I babysit them. I make sure they're taken care of.
But for years and years, she didn't think she could be a mother. Many doctors told her that it wasn't possible, so she dismissed the idea until about 2 years ago when she needed some new windshield wipers.
I went to Walmart and I got some windshield wipers, and then something said, okay, well, you haven't been feeling good for the last 3 weeks, like, go get a test. And I was like, yeah, right. Anyways, I did, and came back to my trailer and I took this test and it said pregnant, and I kept reading it and I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. Really? No, that's not. Like, of all the tests that I've ever taken in my entire life, and there should have been some instances, this one's positive? What? No way. So I call my brother in a panic and he goes, breathe. And he goes, but this is what you always wanted. And I go, but okay.
It was what she always wanted, but maybe not what the baby's father always wanted.
He just, you know, he wasn't ready to be a dad. And I respected that. But I also was like, okay, well, what about me? You know, where am I at in my life? And I was like, this is my miracle. This is my shot this baby chose me for a reason, so I'm going to do my very, very best. And it was hard the first 6 or 7 months of my pregnancy. And it's been very isolating.
Isolation is the theme that keeps on giving in Grace's life, even before the pandemic. In 2016, she had left her band, which felt like a hard breakup. Grace didn't really want to talk about this, the way you don't really want to talk about your ex, which I get. While piecing it all together, she lived out of her car for a while in Seattle. After falling in love and getting a teaching job, Grace moved into a trailer in Port Townsend. Then she found out she was pregnant. God's gonna trouble the water. As she was dealing with the reality of being a solo parent, she was also working to be a solo artist.
I was recording it while I was pregnant with this miracle child. It was so hard to breathe.
Thought I wouldn't make it out alive. Her album, Singing Into the Dark, was released in January 2020. How did being pregnant change your music?
Man, I was more gentle with myself. And I mean, I had to be because I was a high-risk pregnancy. And I'm always waiting for the other shoe to fall. But now my son's 16 months and I'm just like, wow. You know, I mean, I'm proud of myself for taking time and, you know, just doing what I needed to and stopping when I didn't. So this record just definitely, Singing to the Dark was just definitely the the best title, because it was just about, you know, advocating for yourself. Even when you don't see any light, there is some.
Grace's son, Milo, was born in August 2019.
Ow!
Ow! Hi!
Hi! He really wants to be on this interview, so.
I asked her if there were any parallels between being a solo act and a solo parent.
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, you still have to have a village, right? And you still have to have things that work well together. And I think that now, I mean, I'm definitely an independent person. I'm kind of like, I don't know the word I'm looking for, but like...
You're a force of nature.
Well, thank yeah. you. But even more so, just like, I'm crazy independent, and it sometimes is harder on me than I need it to be. And so when I found my new backing band, the Dirty Church, I had this like love, supporting me. And I wasn't used to that. So now, as you know, a single mom, I'm just like working with Milo's dad, and we're just making things work. And it's a beautiful thing, because, you know, it definitely takes a village.
Yeah. Grace is relying on her village to help raise her son, but she's also giving back to her village. Grace feeds many mouths in the Port Townsend area with her catering company, Nadine's Kitchen. She cooks for kids at a local YMCA, but dreams to buy a farm in the area and establish a nonprofit cultural center. Something she wishes she would have had access to as a young artist.
Just have this beautiful cultural center for everybody to come learn how to cook basic food and do their art and, you know, not struggle. And just, I want to be a resource financially, emotionally, and everything in between, so that somebody doesn't have to suffer because they're an artist, you know. I hear a lot of us musicians, we have 2 or 3 jobs because, you know, we can't make a living doing art. But I think that the world realized that we're amazing and they need us, and they need to make better resources for us as musicians and artists and stuff. So, yeah, I just want to be a resource. That's what I want to do with my cooking career and the rest of my life. So I just want to be an advocate for the little guy, because I'm always going to be the little guy.
As the little guy, Grace wants others to know they are not alone. Even in this time of isolation during a pandemic, Grace has found fellowship in her community. She wants to continue to give back. Her message to those new parents struggling?
Just keep your head up. And this message specifically for my Black femme presenting queers out there. in the world. I see you. I love you. And you are heard. And I'm going to keep on fighting until the world is a better place for us. Like, musically, everything, in every aspect, health-wise, because that's a whole nother story, dealing with pregnancy and being a Black woman. It was really hard, but yeah, we're gonna change this world. And yeah, and if you ever just need somebody to listen to you cry, vent, whatever, I'm here. I will make time for that.
Grace, I'm going to take you up on that.
Okay, please do. Please do.
Grace Love's newest album, Sing Into the Dark, is out now. Special thanks to Rachel Stevens for producing this piece, sometimes while breastfeeding her daughter, while my own daughter jumped around on my lap. This is Apparently, a series for KEXP's Sound and Vision, and I'm Evie Stokes. Running and I'm not sure where I'm going. Keeps following me, and I'm telling you, I'm just about crazy, just about crazy, just about crazy, just about crazy. I'm just about crazy, just about crazy, just about crazy. And stay tuned for the next episode of Apparently on the Sound and Vision podcast, where we meet a foster dad by day who's a drag queen by night.
All come up the stairs in full, you know, ostrich feather showgirl costume. And they're just like, oh, hey, dad, can we have pizza tonight? You know, it's just like, it doesn't even register to them anymore.
That's next time on Sound and Vision. And before we go, I want to let you know that KEXP kicks off its spring fund drive on Friday. KEXP is a publicly funded radio station, which means the majority of our operating budget comes from listeners. Please help support Sound and Vision by donating at kexp.org/sound. Thanks for listening.